2 Corinthians chapter 8. Now, brothers, we want you to know about the grace of God as it accomplished things in the churches of Macedonia. They have gone through severe troubles, but their joy was so great that they were so generous in their giving, even though they're very poor. And so he's trying to encourage the Corinthians to do what they promised, which was to give some money for the poor Jewish believers in Jerusalem. And he gives them the example of the people in Macedonia who were poor and were going through huge troubles, and yet they still looked out of themselves to the needs of others and gave money as well, support as far as they could towards them. Paul says, I assure you that they gave actually more than what they sensibly could, and they did so of their own free will, and they really begged us to have the honour of being a part in helping the people of God in Judea. So I can imagine Paul saying, no, you shouldn't be giving anything. You're poor. You're really poor. And they begged him, please, please let us give something. Paul says that was far more than we even hoped for. First of all, they gave themselves to the Lord Jesus. And then, according to the will of God, they gave themselves to us as well. And so we encourage Titus, who began this work, to continue it, and to help you to complete this service of love. You have been enriched in all things, in faith, speech, and knowledge, in your eagerness to help, and in your love toward us. And so, we want you to carry on and to be generous in love. I'm not making any rules for you, but I'm simply showing how eager others have been to help in this work. And so, I want you to prove the sincerity of your own love. Because you see, love is not in words. Oh yes, those poor people, we should help them. It's very easy to say that. When it actually comes to giving money or giving something, then it's different with a lot of people. The same with all of us. We all easily support something in words. Oh, those poor people. But it's different in reality when it comes to you being minus, that you had something, had some money, and now you don't because you gave it away. And so he says, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that although he was rich, and yet for our sakes he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might be made rich. All the time, it is Jesus on the cross who is our example. It is better, in my opinion, he says, for you to complete the work which you began last year. You were, in fact, the first who expressed willingness to act in this matter. So then, you now need to complete what you promised to do. Be as eager to finish it as you were in planning it. If indeed you wish to give, then God will accept whatever you give according to what you give and not according to what you haven't got to give. So what's important is a ready mind, to have a mind that wants to give. And that's what we should have, a generous spirit. But, he says, I am not trying to put a burden on you which you can't bear in order to relieve others. But it does seem that you have plenty at this time, so it is only right that you should help those who are in need. Then when you come to be in need and others have plenty, they will help you. And so there will be an equality, as the scripture says. The one who gathered much, that is much manna, in the wilderness did not have too much, and the one who gathered little did not have too little. There's somehow there is an equality, but we have got to give of what we have to others. It is as simple as that. We thank God for making Titus as enthusiastic in this matter as you expressed yourselves to be. Not only did he welcome our request, he was eager to help from his own free will, and that's why he went to you. And with him, we're sending our brother, who is highly respected throughout the churches, for his preaching of the gospel. I think he refers to Timothy. And also he has been chosen and appointed by the churches to travel with us as we carry the service of love for the sake of the glory of the Lord Jesus. But we're careful not to stir up any complaints about how we're handling the gift that you give. Our purpose is only to do what is right with integrity, both in the sight of the Lord and also of man. So therefore we're sending our brother with them. We've tested him so many times and have found that he was always genuine. And now he has so much confidence in you, and he is therefore the more eager to help you. As regards Titus, he is my partner and fellow worker. As for the other brothers who will accompany him, they are the ministers of the churches and the glory of Christ. Show your love to them so that all the churches will be sure and know that we are right in our boasting about you. Now you see in chapter 7, he's like, oh, it's wonderful that you're so supportive of me and oh, it's all wonderful. But now he's facing up, Paul's facing up to the reality that they'd promised to help and hadn't done so. We've got to be careful that we don't do that. And he mentions several times, and he talks about Titus and his participation and those in Macedonia, how they did it of their free will. We should never be forced to give money or to give anything, but we from our own mind should say, I want to help, and to do that.